with business. You're like, this is it, I've got it licked, I know what I'm doing. And then you walk around the corner and you get punched in the face because you just aren't expecting that next thing.
Sage members like Jamie can manage any unexpected surprises with our helpful business tools and advice from real experts. Sage, helping business flow.
This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Hello there. I don't mean to be presumptuous, but if you're listening to this, then you may also be a fan of the Steve Allen The Whole Show podcast. If you are, then this information is for you. From mid-December, Steve Allen The Whole Show podcast will be available exclusively on Global Player. It's still 100% free, it's still The Whole Show, and it's still utterly brilliant. But you won't be able to find it on any other platform other than Global Player. If you haven't already got Global Player, it's dead easy to get hold of. Here's what you need to do. You either download it from your app store or visit globalplayer.com. Once you've got it, simply go to the podcast section and search for Steve Allen, The Whole Show. If you're listening on Alexa, just say, Alexa, open Global Player and play Steve Allen, The Whole Show podcast. Thank you. Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Tuesday, January the 24th. And it's still all going on in Parliament. They reckon that the man with the tax problems could be gone by the end of the week. Because we've seen this before. The moment the publicity starts building, it's a case of, well, just count the hours down. And then eventually he will disappear. You know, and that's the way it goes, because the Prime Minister will go, listen, it started off, it was OK, you paid the fine or whatever it was because you were careless. James O'Brien said yesterday, he said, when you file your tax return at the end of this month, make lots of grammatical errors in it. Just put down figures wherever you feel like putting them down there. And then when they're not really. But then when the taxman contacts you, go, I was just careless, you know, and you think if you've got that much money that he has, you don't make mistakes. You really don't. You employ accountants. And if your accountants are making mistakes like that, get the bloody hell shot of them. Because they must be total incompetence. Good God in heaven, honestly, it's ridiculous. So let's just wait and find out. I bet you anything, gone by the end of the week, they'll say, oh, he's decided to step down to save the government any more embarrassment. So it goes on, so it goes on. Elton John, that aged pensioner, 75, he can barely get on and off his jet. He has a private jet. I suspect, actually, it's probably a rented one. Why would you keep a jet on standby? He doesn't, you know, he doesn't fly around the world in this thing. But this one was allowed to land in Sydney past the flight curfew. I don't know why. You know, why? You know, is he just a little bit, you know, blasé? I mean, when you look at the clothes he wears for an old man of his age, he's wearing, you know, trainers, a tracksuit, mainly because of the weight he's actually carrying. And so he was an hour and a half past the cut-off time. His Bombardier Global Express jet was included in a list of exempt aircraft. So he's pictured at the final Sydney concert. Apparently, an aviation source said the person has been known to arrive after the curfew with other flights. In other words, he's a bit like Naomi Campbell. The gig's at 7, turn up about 11, dear, when you feel like it. Elton's a bit like that. But as I say, watching him getting on and off a jet, it looks painful. Very, very painful. Because I was hoping to have some really good news about Prince Andrew, like he'd gone to live on Outer Mongolia or something. But sadly not. He's decided to waste his mother's money now, having had to borrow money from his mother to start with. Now he's got money from her will. They say it's about 10 million. And as I say, one of the columnists today recommended that Sarah Ferguson, not that you trust her as far as you could throw her, could actually take the money off him and go, you're not having it, because you're going to lose it. But of course, he's so arrogant. And now you've got, what did we hear the other day from the Maxwell woman, the one who's in Nick? She failed to mention in her whole interview about the paedophile who is her Bezzy mate. She failed to mention that, apart from she thought he was killed in prison. How she knows this, I have no idea, because she's such an intelligent person, isn't she? Not really. Coronation Street, spoiler! I love a spoiler alert. I don't know what they are, actually. I think it means you're telling somebody the story. But to be honest with you, it's so crap at the moment. I don't know why we're bothering. Daisy Midgley is tormented by a social media stalker. And this is one who claims they're engaged. Now, this is not a new storyline. I've seen these storylines pumped up every so often. You get them in EastEnders, you get them all over the place. Even in Brookside, they had a woman in Brookside, and she claimed that she was going out with one of the blokes in it. She wasn't. She was a stalker. But what she was doing, she was very clever, as stalkers are. She went round to this person's friends and were going, so exciting, I'm out choosing the ring. And he said, no, it was all fantasy. Total fantasy. And so when his friends were coming round, they were saying, oh, it's all going well with her. He said, we're not in a relationship. He said, I've got nothing to do with her. And they said, but she came round and showed us the ring that you've bought. He said, I haven't bought any ring. She's screwy. She's completely screwy. And in the end, she became so deranged that she then had decided in her mind that they were going to get married. So when, of course, he said to her, he confronted her and said, why are you lying to people? Why are you that stupid? And she then tried to kill him because it was a case of, if I can't have you, nobody can have you. And it became really quite dangerous. So when they do it in Coronation Street, you think, you're about 20 years out of date. 20 years out of date. It's a bit of a shame, really. Noel Gallagher's wife, Sarah, decided she's had enough after 22 years. I mean, who'd want to live with a bloke with a stupid haircut? I mean, goodness sake, honestly. And so she's hired Harry and Meghan's lawyer. In other words, that's called throwing money into a pit. The pit opens up and it takes all this money in. So she wants the lawyer to manage her public image, which is, it's a shame, because once it gets to the lawyer's stage, you better find money, because they drink it, whichever way you look at it.
Some things leave you guessing, like, why are yawns contagious? But not MailChimp. MailChimp eliminates guesswork from email marketing by analysing data from billions of emails to offer up personalised recommendations for how to improve your email content and targeting. Guess less and sell more with Intuit MailChimp.
Kylie Jenner gets PETA's seal of approval, that's People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, for wearing a fake lion's headdress during Paris Fashion Week. They all did it, even Naomi Dreary Campbell and Alina Shayk and everybody else. Oh, I was watching a thing the other day. Who's that boxer up north? Imran Khan, the one who got robbed? Is it Imran Khan who got robbed when he was walking through Shoreditch of this watch worth about £150,000? He's an Asian boxer, isn't he? Pakistani. And he drives flash cars and he's got a very sort of glamorous wife. And she turned out to be a pain in the rear end, watching her on this television programme. They were building a wedding venue, which looked very glamorous and all the rest of it. But she didn't want to wear a hard hat. Amir Khan. She didn't want to wear the wife a hard hat on the building site. And they said, you've got to wear it. Oh, no, because it's dirty. And I'm thinking, what a precious little nobody you turn out to be. And so then they had to find her something else that was clean. And then little Diddums was happy. What a pain in the arse she was. Oh, I watched it. They're building this sort of, I think it's like a wedding venue, holds about 400 people. And it's all, because I don't think Amir Khan lives in this country. I think he lives in Dubai. I'm pretty certain, because he was talking about in Dubai, they don't do this and they don't do that. I thought, I bet that's where he's living. I have a sneaking feeling he might be, because they've got the money and they've got all the bits and pieces. But holiday place in Dubai. I mean, she's a right little precious madam. Seriously, not surprised his parents didn't like her at all. Cheryl. Anyway, she reveals that Sarah Harding's death changed the perspective and girls allowed love each other more. Yeah, I believe that when I see it, actually. I'm never too much in favour of these people who go, yeah, because we all love each other, because it's like, you know, that death brought us together. Well, I don't believe it did, but that doesn't make any difference, because I thought they all argued, and most of the time, unfortunately, poor old Cheryl stays inside the house looking after the baby. I don't think she's got much else to do. Oh, I tell a lie, she was appearing on stage, wasn't she? Only 3 stars. But so she's closer now to Nicola Roberts, Nadine Corn and Kimberly Walsh. And then I read Ed Balls the other day. He wants to go on this Love Island thing. Go away, you boring old man. Really, go on to one of these programmes where you can lose weight, because you're carrying too much weight and it doesn't look healthy on a man like you. But he'd go, oh, I'd like to go on that dating programme. You say, well, wait a minute, you've got a wife. Why would anybody in their right mind put you on a dating programme? Unless, you know. Love Island fans, brand Ron, the biggest player ever. It's a reality show. Of course he's a player. Who are these stupid people who are called Love Island fans? Are they the terminally dim? Are they the sort of people who write and go, I really like the bikini that you were wearing? You know, because it's a game show, OK? It's not real. It's a reality show. Reality. T standing for tits. OK, I don't know why they get so excited about it. So Ron is the biggest player ever, claiming that Lana will get her heart broken. So? Get over yourselves. God in heaven, honestly, these people are so dead. They can't have any life. They really can't have any. I worry for the sanity of these people. It's not normal, is it? Prince Andrew breaks cover. He went for an early morning Range Rover drive, probably crashing through a few gates, which he's prone to doing. This is ahead of the airing of Ghislaine Maxwell's interview. But he signed a thing in America, the lawyers have said, saying that he's given this money. It's no admittance of guilt, as we're well aware, but it's a case of you can't just open up a case again. I think he's going to be throwing good money away. But anyway, so he was spotted driving in the Range Rover. Ghislaine is serving a 20-year sentence for procuring girls for Jeffrey Epstein. So, you know, leave her in there, lock her up. And she said she'd wish she'd never met the business mogul, Epstein, but she never mentioned any of the paedophilia, underage girls. She never, in the whole interview, I thought that was the whole basis of it. I mean, I also think there was something very suspicious about his death in prison, which was watched by cameras and everything else and special security guards. I thought, how does that happen? Saves them a very expensive trial, I should imagine. But, you know, there you go. But she was convicted and, as I say, no remorse. Doesn't appear to be any remorse at all. Ryan Reynolds, have you heard of Ryan Reynolds? He surprised Wrexham youth football team with a £1,600 donation towards their latest kit. I mean, to be honest with you, £1,600 is like dropping that down the back of your settee for Ryan Reynolds. It's nothing at all. It's absolutely nothing. I mean, it's very nice, but it isn't anything, I promise you. Meghan thinks Prince Harry is a shoo-in for a Grammy for the audiobook of Spare. God, you love the publicity, don't you, darling? Shame you were such a crap actress for Suits. I mean, really, honestly, a shoo-in. I don't know what shoo-in means. I'm assuming that means sort of like a sort of guaranteed cert. Why, dear? Why would you think that? You realise he's desperately unhappy, don't you? Have you dealt with that? Have you got him seeing somebody so they can sort out his emotional problems? They say he's a natural storyteller. Really? I thought his reading was atrocious. And I speak as a professional reader. But she says he has a soothing voice. Are we talking about the same bloke, the drunk? The one who dressed up as a Nazi? The one who stripped off in Vegas? A soothing voice? Harry? No, it's not the same. He must be talking about somebody else, love. But he's not a natural storyteller. In fact, his reading ability is practically zero, I'm afraid.
Some things leave you guessing. Like, why are yawns contagious? But not MailChimp. MailChimp eliminates guesswork from email marketing by analysing data from billions of emails to offer up personalised recommendations for how to improve your email content and targeting. Guess less and sell more with Intuit MailChimp.
Susanna Reid says, I have 9 cups of coffee every morning. Blimey. That's too much, dear. And changes into her pyjamas on Lorraine, which means that what she does is she changes into her pyjamas, the car arrives, she gets in the back of the car, she lies down, and it takes her home. That's how it works, I should imagine. And she sports an eye mask. But the importance of sleep. I mean, everybody knows about the importance of sleep. I mean, it's funny, people sort of say to me, so, you know, when you go home, do you climb straight into bed? I don't go to bed at all. Why would I go to bed? I've already been to bed. I'm up. This is my daytime. Works very well. Anton Deck. I think they dye their hair. Have you seen it on the television recently? It looks a bit dyed. But they've signed a new deal with ITV, thought to be worth more than £30 million. They need to come up with another game show. They need to come up with something because I think the best one out of here is Saturday Night Takeaway. But they're running out of celebrities. They're having to use people from, you know, the lower end of the market. Eamon Holmes, 63 and looking it. Says an S Club member got him back on his feet. Yes, apparently it turns out to be Joe O'Meara. And you know how little we think of Joe O'Meara. Perhaps Eamon can't choose people properly. Go back, Eamon, and watch the Joe O'Meara thing on Big Brother with Shilpa Shetty. Then maybe you'll realise. Perhaps you don't remember, you know. And he said motion is the lotion. So he's walking with a stick because he's got 3 slip discs and he fell down the stairs as well. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, he looks like he's on his last legs. It says he's 63. It's nothing in this day and age. Blimey, I've exceeded him by 5 years and I'm managing to get around. Thank you very much indeed. But he had a double hip replacement when he was 55 And he said years of struggling with his weight. It's because he shoves it all in his gob. That's what it is. All this baloney that these people come up with. But then he went on to this juice diet. Very unhealthy. You can't just exist on juice. And he lost about 3 stone. And then the weight came up. Then he started getting the back pain. Work that one out. Maybe not. But no, it's because he eats too much. That's what it is. I mean, at his age, he should be slimmed down. Look at Andrew Castle, plays tennis, you know, fit. He even runs down the road naked. Shouldn't imagine Eamon Holmes would be running down the road naked, please God. Alec Baldwin will still star in Rust despite being charged with manslaughter. And dreary old Rebecca Vardy, I want to be a star, is filming a Jehovah's Witness documentary as she moves on from Wagatha drama. Yeah, because she was guilty. She had to pay over £1 million. And so she's turning her hand to presenting an investigative journalism. I think you'll be fed up with her within about 5 seconds. Nick Knowles breaks silence on the age gap romance. His girlfriend, who is 32, he says people online claim that his girlfriend, Katie Dadsey, is a gold digger. And he says she's actually more successful than he is. But you know what trolls are like? They've got quite a few screws loose. Quite a few screws loose. And they write in under different sort of names and everything else. But all the time, they've got nothing going on in their life. They don't have the friends that they think they have. They generally live in very poor standard housing. They sort of probably drink quite badly. And they also, if you got hold of their computers, you discover the main thing that they watch is pornography. That's the trouble with trolls nowadays. They're all a bit sick. And luckily, you can root them out very quickly. And finally, he's decided to cancel all TV work. Chris Packham, he says he feels burnt out. So instead, he's going to create abstract sculptures of animals, including a blue whale. I don't know how he's going to manage this. So he fronts Autumn Watch, Winter Watch and Spring Watch. He's 61 now. And he said he's just taking a break. 3 months, he said, he's going to take a break and he's going to do something else. Well, I thought if you're taking a break, you take a break completely, because he's basically, you know, just going to... He's got a studio, he says, or he's got some space. And he said he's going to have to put on lots of duvets and blankets and all the rest of it to keep himself warm. Why don't you just buy a heater, dear? I mean, save an awful lot of time and trouble. It can't be that difficult, can it? Can it? I don't know. But anyway, Michaela Strachan will presumably carry the torch into the internet. It's only 3 months he's cancelling. I mean, it's not like a major thing. It's not like 3 years, 3 months. So take my word for it. By the end of the week, Sunak will have made a decision regarding HMRC and we will be proved right yet again. Have a lovely day. Don't forget, download, please. Download the Global Player, globalplayer.com. Click on the podcast and you've got access to loads and loads of stuff. It is all there still, even though you've downloaded it and maybe you can't see it. It is there. You just click onto it and then it will open up bits and pieces. OK, so easy. I mean, listen, how was I to realise that we'd be downloading, you know, 1 million a month, which is very good indeed. So thank you very much indeed for your time and your money. And your assistance in many cases. And I'll talk to you at the same time tomorrow. Till then, please stay warm.
Leading Britain's conversation, LBC.